Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 4:12. Good afternoon, everybody. Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan, and returning to his stable over here is Austin Price. And I hope you are glad to be back, because we are certainly glad to have you back.
Yeah, I'm back to. I'm glad to be back at my post. Feeling back at home here.
Yeah, we got a. It's kind of a crazy day today in terms of news information we want to talk about. Yeah, somebody, another knucklehead has slapped and run into the graffiti bridge.
I heard about that.
We're going to tell you all about that. We'll have that story coming up this hour. No decision. Get this one now. Okay, I want to set the stage for you. After meetings that started at 9 a.m. Thursday morning, ended after midnight, well after midnight, Scampia commissioners did not take any action on the latest multi-million dollar offerings from $30 to $42.5 million for OLF-8. We'll talk about it this hour. Believe me, that is really, well, by the way, nothing else is going to be done until their January 9th meeting. But we'll tell you about it this hour. We got some good and very interesting topics to discuss today.
Absolutely. And here nationally, we got a lot going on as well. Nancy Pelosi has been injured in the hospital currently. The 84-year-old House Speaker, she sustained an undisclosed injury during an official trip to the small European country of Luxembourg. Her office says that she is in the hospital for observation and is getting great treatment. The office adds that Pelosi continues to work while she is abroad.
When I think about when they talk about her going to Luxembourg. This time of year, of course, the Hallmark movies are on 24 hours a day, and they always go to those little countries. The Prince of Luxembourg and falls in love with the girl from New Jersey who works in the cafeteria or something like that.
So romantic.
But I do wish Nancy Pelosi speedy recovery. I think you know she's 84 years old, and let me tell you, if it's a hip injury, whoo.
Hip injuries.
My prayers are going out to her.
Especially at that age.
That's what I'm saying, because it just does not fix as quick as it used to when you get to be that age. Mm. So good thoughts going out to her. Stocks ending mixed today, capping off a rare bumpy week for the markets. Hillary Barsky has the numbers.
A choppy trading session with stocks ending mixed for the day and week. Stocks hitting a snag this week as stubborn inflation is clouding the path forward for interest rates. Investors are predicting a quarter point rate cut when the Fed meets next week, but there's a belief on Wall Street that central bankers will scale back expectations for cuts next year. Tech gained today while energy lagged, and Broadcom stock rose 24%, hitting an all-time high and surpassing $1 trillion in market cap for the first time. The Dow winners, United Health Group, Home Depot, and American Express, the Dow decliners, Amgen, Goldman Sachs, and Salesforce. The Dow down 86 points for its seventh straight session of losses. NASDAQ up 24. S&P 500 was flat. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All righty, 4:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, it seems like we do have some congestion in several spots. But it's no spot that you're going to be unfamiliar with. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, getting some backups right now. Same with 9 Mile Road itself, traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road. Then it's going to be some backups just a little bit on Highway 90 if you are traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and then continuing westbound towards Glover Lane. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 59 degrees right now. The low tonight is going to be 51. Tomorrow going to be a little bit warmer, but not exactly hot. High of 68, low of 58.
Okay, it's 4:17, News Radio 90. 2-3. A lot of Christmas parades and activities going around. Let me just kind of set you up with a few to digest this afternoon. The Porch Creek Indians parade gets underway tonight, 5:30 this afternoon. The parade begins at the Porch Creek Indians Gym. That's always a colorful parade. I don't know if you've ever seen it or not before. Take it in one year. The costumes and just the whole imagery of the Creek Indians. Pretty darn special over there. The Beulah Bash, it's a free community event. It's going to be tomorrow at the Escambia Equestrian Center from 9 to 3. Of course, if you were planning to do the Century Christmas Parade tonight, don't do it. It's not going to be there. What they've done, they've rescheduled it for next weekend, Saturday the 21st, and it'll roll at 11 a.m. And don't forget, I'm not forgetting about the Pensacola Parade. Everybody calm down there. It's going to be great. I can tell you that. Set for tomorrow, parade time, weather, as Austin just said, looking fine. No problems there. Maybe a sweater, jacket type of thing to take down to the parade.
Yeah, I'm probably going to be wearing this.
Yeah. There you go.
A news radio jacket, represent.
There you go, man. Nice apparel there. The parade takes the traditional downtown route, rolling 5:30. Spring and Garden Street, starting point there, of course. It goes down to Garden, takes a left up Palafox, does the loop on right, straight back down south on Palafox, wrapping up over in Main Street. So it's a traditional route, so be prepared for that. But I do want to let you be aware of the road closures, because PPD starts shutting those roads down at 3:30 tomorrow. Mm. I thought it was 4 o'clock, but it is 3:30 tomorrow. So if you want to get a place, at least an optimal parking place, think about that. Do it before 3:30, and be sure to look for News Radio 92.3, our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, Christmas 94.5 at ESPN Pensacola. We're all there on the streets.
Yeah.
And you'll probably hear Brent Lane screaming, "Turn on the snow!
Yes.
Turn on the snow!"
We're going to have those snowmakers, that's for darn sure.
I got, as I was walking by the News Radio 92.3 box truck in Milton last week,
yeah,
I got my face full of all that. Every time he turned the snow on, it came back down to us.
Yeah, the walkers in the parade that work for us don't love it. But you know.
It was a unique experience, that's all I can say. Hey, look for us tomorrow. We're going to be looking for you at the Pensacola Downtown Christmas Parade.
All righty, 419 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we got New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy taking his concerns to the White House over all this drone flying over nonsense. Got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
So you're getting ready to sell your house, and you've got everything figured out, and you're on the verge of getting a contract, and the buyer says, "How old is your roof?" You say, 12 years. And they say, "Oh, I'm going to need you to replace that." Do you? They ask you, "How old is your water heater?" And you say, "It's 7 years." And they say, I need you to replace that." Should you? The air conditioner is 10 years old. Do you need to replace that? Because of insurance, the way insurance is working in Florida, these are real things. People can't get insurance, or the insurance rate is dramatically affected by the fact that, for example, the age of these parts of your home. So it used to be you didn't have to think about this stuff. Nowadays you do. The question is, what's normal? Well, that's why you have a good real estate agent, because your realtor should be able to help you walk through that and say, yes, you should replace that. It's worth the trade-off, or you shouldn't have to replace that, because they know exactly what the market is doing and what is normal. That's why you need a great real estate agent like Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty, 723-9158.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider, right now offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman. Brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m. Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price, 4:23 Friday afternoon. Thanks for having us on. Do appreciate that ride today. As I mentioned to you just a few moments ago, still no decision on the OLF property in Beulah after that all-night extravaganza yesterday. I know the commissioners, I think it was Mike Kohler said, hey, we're tired. Let's just put this thing to bed for a while. You know, and that's exactly what they're going to do. Nothing was decided. They're going to extend the discussion into the January 9th. Session. County Attorney Allison Rogers had this to say.
Is price the most important? Is it not? I mean, it's almost impossible. That is a task that I feel is almost impossible unless there are more specific parameters provided by you guys by a majority.
Let's cut and dry just some quick answers because it's getting late. Do we all agree that we're going to sell the whole property or we're going to split it up? That's an easy one for everyone on the board to make a decision.
Mr. Chairman, with all due respect, there's no way to expect the staff to negotiate with three entities.
There you go. Some of the background, that's Mike Kohler, Commissioner Kohler, in there. Rogers actually said without having a clear vision of the parameters of a contract, negotiations just can't happen with any of the developers at this point. January 9th. We'll talk about it as we get closer to that date. Latest Fox News poll showing continued disapproval of the economy and President Joe Biden's policies. Jackie Hendrick has a story from Washington.
Well, 77% of voters have a negative view of the economy, and 62% also say their personal financial situation is negative. 64% of voters also feel like the economy is getting worse for their families. That number holding strong from May. One big reason, 74% say inflation has caused them financial hardship over the last 6 months. Overall, views on the economy are in negative territory by 54 points. That is 14 points worse than at the beginning of Biden's term. And the increase in pessimism comes from slightly more Democrats than Republicans. But Biden's economic advisor thinks attitudes are going to turn around.
All righty, 4:26 here. We'll get you another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Looking at the roads here, got several spots to note. Highway 29 traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road is developing some congestion. Same with 9 Mile if you're traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road. Outside of that, the intersection of Brent Lane and Palafox Street, dealing with some backups on both roads there. And then it's just going to be Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and then continuing towards Glover Lane. As for the weather, sitting at around 59 degrees, low of 51 tonight. Tomorrow going to be a high of 68, low of 58. And then Sunday will creep up a little bit hotter, high of 70, low of 58 Sunday night as well.
4:27 News Radio 92.3. Experts now saying that hitting the gym can benefit your memory later on in life. Lisa Brady has more in House Call on Health.
This is House Call for Health. A new study suggests working out can boost your brain health for 24 hours. Researchers from University College London suggesting that moderate daily exercise can keep the brain sharp well into old age. Participants in the study age 50 through 83, who were more physically active than usual, showed improved memory the next day. The participants' activity levels and sleep patterns were monitored over an 8-day period. They took daily cognitive tests so researchers could monitor any changes. Moderate to vigorous physical activity showed an improvement in working and episodic memory. Participants who got more sleep, especially deep sleep, showed even more cognitive improvement. The CDC recommends adults ages 18 to 60 get at least 7 hours of sleep a night. The results of the study were published in the International Journal of Behavioral Nutrition and Physical Activity. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
All right, mentioned this before the break. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy taking his concerns to the White House following the recent reported unmanned aircraft sightings across his state. The governor says he's written a letter to President Biden noting that since existing laws limit the ability of state and local law enforcement to counter unmanned aircraft systems, more federal resources are needed to understand what's behind it. He wrote that New Jersey residents deserve more concrete information about the sightings and what's causing them. And while drones for recreational and commercial use are legal in New Jersey, many residents are concerned with some objects reported to be very large in size and near sensitive locations like reservoirs and military installations. Kind of shady.
Kind of shady, you think?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Hey, tipping fees heading up over in Santa Rosa County. This is for trash distribution. County commissioners passing a rate resolution that's going to increase the central landfill's tipping fees. This is, by the way, effective January 1st, an increase of $2 per ton. This applies for Class 1, Class 3, and those recycling fees as well. You know, fees as well. And, you know, Austin, I was sitting here thinking about, we did the story earlier in the hour about the graffiti bridge being hit once again. The city, if you remember, put these signs up. If you're going, like, south on 17th, going towards the graffiti, you see the signs.
Yeah.
The 10-foot clearance or whatever, caution.
Letting you know.
No trucks. Well, but you have to remember where, and I was seeing this just the other night, when you're going down 17th at that point, that's not an optimal place to put the sign because you got to watch what you're doing in terms of making that curve going through the trestle, the graffiti bridge.
That's very true.
So your mind's really not looking off to the right, hopefully. You're watching the road. But I was thinking those signs are misplaced.
Yeah, that's fair.
They may need to look into the relocations of those signs. I was thinking about overhead type signs. Well, I'm just giving you my opinion here.
Yeah, but, just spitballing here.
But yeah, but whatever you said.
call back to earlier.
But they got
to
do something. You know, that is an icon around here. And one day, and let's pray that it doesn't happen, somebody's going to hit the graffiti bridge and they're going to have to tear it down and build something else.
Yeah, either this is going to become too big of an issue, bigger than it already is, or, yeah, you're just going to damage it beyond repair.
Okay, so if you're heading south on 17th, you're driving in a box truck, and you get to about Larua, turn the other way. Don't go to the bridge.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Mysterious drones first spotted over portions of New Jersey are said to be popping up in states along the West Coast. Monmouth County Sheriff Sean Golden tells Fox News his office is receiving an influx of calls about sightings over the Garden State.
There is some validity to some of the reports that started in New Jersey back in November 18th and has been going on for 4 weeks, really only 2 weeks here in Monmouth County, but it is drawing some concerns.
The White House says federal officials have yet to detect a threat regarding these drones. The Supreme Court will take up a challenge to stricter vehicle emissions standards set by California.
For decades, a federal law has allowed California to set its own regulations that are tougher than federal requirements. The Trump administration eliminated that waiver. The Biden administration reinstated it, setting off a legal fight.
That's Fox's Jared Halpert at the White House. America is listening to Fox News.
Us in with your money now. On Wall Street, stocks finished the final session of the week mixed, with the Dow dropping 86, the S&P 500 was off slightly, and the NASDAQ gained 23. United Health's chief executive today calling for the healthcare system to be overhauled following the emotional and angry reaction many people had to the murder of one of the company's executives. Shares of United Health have spiraled since the killing of CEO Brian Thompson, losing 13% this month and helping drag the Dow to now 7 straight losing sessions. Stanley is recalling more than 2.5 million travel mugs over potential burn hazards. According to the Consumer Product Safety Commission, the recall affects all Stanley Switchback and Trigger Action stainless steel travel mugs sold in the U.S. U.S. crude oil futures for January delivery rising today up more than 1.6% above $71 a barrel. That's your money now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. The Heisman Trophy is presented tomorrow evening, and the four finalists are Ashton Jeanty, Travis Hunter, Cam Ward, and Dylan Gabriel. However, I think only Jeanty or Hunter could actually win the award. Jeanty has been the best player in college football all throughout the year, but the two-way star Hunter has been the most explosive, and it'll be fascinating to see how the votes play out tomorrow. I'm Zach Gelb.
It's football time at BetMGM. Use code KOSTOS, K-O-S-T-O-S, and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, original bets, and the best daily promotions in the business. Use code KOSTOS, K-O-S-T-O-S, and get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older, new customer offer. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, call 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, call 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you we could help you reach your audience while they're at a sporting event? Let ADX Digital help you connect to your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with us today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News, part four of our conversation with Dr. David Josephs about what is mental health. And as the idea of mental health started to take over everything we used to think of as character or ethics or personality. I also talked with Fred Hemmer, one of the key people making an offer on OLF-8 from the county as they are preparing for a big discussion about that. And the final meeting of the task force investigating the assassination attempt on President-elect Trump, you can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Markley Van Camp and Robbins.
The Supreme Court is hearing arguments over Tennessee's ban on sex change procedures for minors. This is the lawyer representing Tennessee and then Sonia Sotomayor.
And the question of how many minors have to have their bodies irreparably harmed for unproven benefits is one that is best left.
I'm sorry, counselor. Every medical treatment has a risk, even taking aspirin.
Markley Van Camp and Robbins, weekdays 11 till 2. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Friday afternoon. Triskaidekaphobia.
What is that?
The fear of the number 13. Today is Friday the 13th.
Yes, it is.
So if anybody is going through Triskaidekaphobia this afternoon, just a few more hours left and you can kind of put it away. Hey, get ready for the Ice Flyers Ugly Sweater Night. I'm going to make sure I check this one out. It's not this Saturday. Don't get confused here. It's next Saturday. That's the 21st. The good guys hit the ice wearing the specially designed ugly sweater jerseys. So I've seen the photos of these things. They're gorgeous. I don't know why they call them ugly sweaters, because they look absolutely wonderful. Also, some other things coming up in December for the Flyers. They have a youth jersey giveaway night. That's the 26th. And military appreciation nights on the 28th. For all of those games, puck drop 7:05 in the Bay Center. So ready to see the good guys come back home.
Absolutely. And keeping with a sports theme here, man, I hate headlines like this, but it nonetheless happens. A woman who claims that she was raped by three members of the Duke University lacrosse team nearly 20 years ago now says that she made up the whole thing. During a recent interview on a social media podcast, Crystal Mangum said that she testified falsely against the students by saying that they raped her in a bathroom during an off-campus party in 2006 where she was working as a stripper. Governor Roy Cooper, who was serving as state attorney general at the time, dismissed all charges against the men for lack of evidence. Mangum is currently serving a prison term for second-degree murder after she was convicted in 2013. Look, all I'm going to say about this story here, and I'll be as delicate as I can, of course, when people, whether it be in the pop culture scene like celebrities or it just be random folks that are coming up speaking out against celebrities, when people say, I don't believe you, a big reason is because they idolize the celebrities and they're stupid for that. But the other reason is because of stories like this. When you have people that lie, if there weren't stories like these, real victims would be believed a lot more. And that's what makes these stories so unfortunate.
All right. I remember doing the story. It happened back in 2016. As a matter of fact, Fox's Steve Harrigan has more and kind of advances a story for us this afternoon.
Goes all the way back to 2006, 18 years ago, when this stripper at a Duke University lacrosse team party claimed that she was raped by three of the players. Now, for the first time, she says it never happened, that she lied, that she made up the story. Crystal Mangum, who's now 46 years old and is in prison serving a 14-year-old sentence for murdering her boyfriend, she spoke to the independent media, Let's Talk with Kat. She said she lied, she was never raped, but that she still has no regrets about what happened.
That's frightening.
Yes, it
morality,
is.
Morality, understanding just, morality.
Just a lunatic.
Just ethics, morality. Throw them out the door, why don't you?
Gosh.
Interesting football game on Thursday night's prime game. The Rams overtook the 49ers. I think the score at halftime was like 3-3.
It was something like that.
Real boring, absolutely boring. Anyway, the Rams will clinch a spot in the playoffs, and Fox's Jared Max has a recap on this Fox on Football.
Fox on Football. I'm Jared Max. Final 4 weeks of the NFL regular season. Big battle for the Keystone State Sunday. Riding a 9-game win streak, Philadelphia hosts Pittsburgh in a late afternoon game on Fox, where Tom Brady and Kevin Burkhart will be in the broadcast booth for a game between division leaders. Steelers atop the AFC North at 10-3. Eagles lead the NFC East at 11-2. If the Steelers win, they would clinch a playoff spot. If the Eagles win and the Commanders lose at New Orleans, Philadelphia would win the NFC East. The Texans can secure a playoff spot and AFC South title if they beat the Dolphins and the Colts lose at Denver. The 12-1 Lions host the 10-3 Bills, whose 7-game win streak ended last week when Detroit won its 11th in a row. The 11-2 Vikings will host the Bears. Minnesota would clinch the playoffs with a victory. The Vikings can also get in before they play Monday if the Seahawks lose the Sunday night game to the Packers. Jared Max, Fox News.
Okay, that San Francisco game last night, although the 49ers lost that game, they might have lost one of their players, and he might have lost his job. Fox's Greg Thompson has the story.
A year after playing in the Super Bowl, the 49ers are now on the brink of missing the playoffs, falling to 6-8 after last night's loss to the L.A. Rams. And signs of frustration might be spilling over as linebacker Devondre Campbell apparently refused to go into the game in the third quarter, then walked back to the locker room in the fourth with a towel over his head. Afterwards, multiple players were clearly frustrated with Campbell, including tight end George Kittle, who called it immature.
One person making a selfish decision. I've never been around anybody that's ever done that, and I hope I'm never around anybody that does that again.
Head coach Kyle Shanahan was asked if Campbell could be cut because of this and said, quote, we'll figure something out. Greg Thompson, Fox News.
Yeah, this is something that doesn't surprise me at all. If it was, as far as the reaction to it, if this was just a player throwing a hissy fit, if it was as simple as that. See, I didn't know if it was something a bit deeper, maybe more was going on behind closed doors. But if he's just like, man, I don't care to play anymore. Well, I mean, dude, you're not a kid. You're getting paid millions to do this stuff. You know what I'm saying? And that is something that, yeah, it's going to upset the players who haven't lost their passion. It's going to upset the players who are still eager to win whatever games they can. And we can kind of call back to Anthony Richardson, the Colts quarterback. He tapped out of a game. He tapped his helmet, got out of a game just because he wanted out. And, man, people lost their minds over that. At least he came back and, you know, is now, you know, playing again. This guy just straight up quitting on the team, period. I am not surprised at all that they're being so severe with trying to just kind of move on from him.
Yeah, I think the administration and management of the 49ers actually said he will no longer appear in a 49ers uniform.
Oh, yeah, no, they cut ties with him hard. Yeah, and as I said, I can't really say I blame him. Also wanted to touch on this because this kind of ties towards a bigger issue. The Michigan man who got into a pregame argument on the field with Green Bay Packers head coach Matt LaFleur last Thursday has had his season tickets revoked by the Detroit Lions. Fahad Yusuf was on the field for the pregame festivities and was among those holding the American flag during the national anthem. He was seen yelling towards the Green Bay sideline, and LaFleur snapped back because Yusuf was trash-talking the Packers players. Yusuf was escorted out of the stadium before halftime, and his status as a Lions loyal member was also suspended by the team indefinitely. I think that's the right call no matter what, but I'm also going to theorize that maybe the Lions were eager to do this because of what recently happened with Michigan and Ohio State. Michigan did a flag planting. It started a brawl, and now Ohio's trying to, like, ban flag planting. Now you've got another guy from a Michigan team talking smack during the national anthem. It doesn't look good. It makes Michigan folks look bad. It makes the Lions look bad. They had to make an example out of this guy, and I'm glad they did it.
Okay, time and place for everything, I guess.
Yeah.
Economics, financial news, kind of taking center stage here today. Tesla founder Elon Musk, a close confidant and major supporter of President-elect Trump, has now invited others in the tech industry to get on board. Fox's Lily Wu has this report.
Among the tech leaders apparently lining up to show support for President-elect Trump, Google CEO Sundar Pichai, who reportedly visited Mar-a-Lago Thursday. Amazon Executive Chairman Jeff Bezos is penciled in for a meeting next week. The Wall Street Journal says his company plans to donate $1 million to the Trump Inauguration Fund, which already got $1 million from Meta. Its chief executive, Mark Zuckerberg, had dinner last month at Mar-a-Lago, during which he gave a private demonstration of the company's Ray-Ban smart glasses. And Mark Benioff, Salesforce CEO and owner of Time Magazine, celebrated its naming of Donald Trump as Person of the Year. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
As we speak, it is 4:45 on the nose, just in time for another quick check of traffic and weather together. This update is brought to you by Ricky Stewart. Looking for the right Medicare health coverage? Visit Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Expert guidance, personalized plans, your health your way. Again, that is Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Let's see, looking at the roads here, don't have too much going on. We do have some backups on Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound, passing Dogwood Drive and heading towards Glover Lane. Also have a little bit near, this is continuing westbound on Highway 90 towards Florida Town Road. Got some backups over there as well, but no confirmation of an accident or anything. Outside of that, it's more of the usual spots. Highway 29 traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road and maybe a little bit on Navarre Parkway near the Windhaven Beach area. As for the weather, 59 degrees, low of 51 tonight. This weekend's going to see those temperatures creep up a bit, but it's not going to be unbearable. Highs of 68 and 70 on your Saturday and Sunday, respectively.
And what he meant to tell you was the parade's going to look great weather-wise.
Yes, high of, hey, man, Saturday night, high of 68, low of 58. That's beautiful.
Yes, it is. I'll take that any day. Going through this very delicate story here this afternoon for you, rough waters ahead for the U.S. United States. Things going really screwy here. After an agreement was made to sink that historic ship off of Destin, Coast Guard documents confirmed the ship might not be fit to make the trip from Philadelphia. The ship had been evicted from its port in Philadelphia, and it must now be towed to Alabama to be prepared for the sinking. The Coast Guard's assessment of the ship found it may not have suitable stability for the intended transit and presents a hazardous condition to the port and waterways. This is far from being over.
No, that and OLF 8 both.
This is absolutely
that's another one that
far,
we just keep hearing about.
Far from being over.
And, of course, around this time every hour, we'd like to remind you of your Wall Street numbers. Had a story on it earlier. Wall Street closing mixed to end a losing week. At the closing bell, the Dow lost about 86 points to 43,828. The S&P 500 fell less than a single point to 60,051. And the NASDAQ rose 23 points to 19,926. Yeah, that's about as mixed as it gets.
Yeah, you know, a lot of our community leaders here putting their heads together and getting ready to really initiate some good stuff here. New pallet shelters are on the way for local homeless people.
Okay.
Very interesting concept here. The Pensacola City Council approved the proposal to buy the shelters ahead, of course, of the approaching deadline to allocate federal COVID-19 relief dollars. Don't use them, you don't get them, that type of thing. $1.1 million contract with Pallet PBC was approved for homeless relief and disaster response. The funds are coming from the city's allocation of American Rescue Plan Act funds. So there, maybe that's a little bit of help, a little bit of light to shine on the subject, on a very sad subject, actually.
Right, absolutely. And let me ask you this, Chris. Maybe I can lighten the mood here. Do you plan on traveling this holiday season?
Of course, from my house in Gulf Breeze to this radio station.
All righty, very well. Can't argue with that. Well, a record number of people are expected to travel for the holidays, perhaps a bit more than Chris is. AAA says about 120 million people will travel 50 miles or more between December 21st and January 1st. That's 3.5% increase over last year and back to pre-pandemic levels, so there's some good news for you. In 2019, AAA says 119 million Americans traveled over the holidays.
Okay, I need to kind of forward that story just a little bit, if I can, because I want to break those numbers down in terms of who's doing what, trains, flying, roads, that type of thing.
Right.
107 million are expected to hit the roads. A lot of folks there, if you don't really want to get on the roads, I wouldn't. 7.8 million in the air, 4.4 million on trains, buses, cruises, and other transportation. You might be asking yourself right now, well, what is the best time to drive? What will be the days for those? Here they are, Christmas Day and New Year's Day. Those are good days.
That's not surprising.
The worst is the weekend before Christmas Day. Of course, that's next 21st Saturday, I think it is, through the 22nd, and then New Year's Day being extremely busy as well. So we're going to get AAA. We'll get our guy down in Tampa, AAA, sometime next week or so, and get more of an accurate reading in terms of how we're looking in the state of Florida.
All righty. And Elon Musk looking to make the government more efficient, but no details have been released. Republicans want him to start with the low-hanging fruit, such as the Biden administration's expensive green energy policies. Senator John Cornyn of Texas says that the rollback, coupled with the elimination of an electric vehicle tax credit, would save $150 billion. President Biden's proposed pollution standards for cars and trucks are meant to cut greenhouse gases, but critics say they drive up all vehicle prices. Electric cars, they say, are still too expensive for the majority of Americans.
Yeah, we'll get Todd Payne or Matt Coughlin from the airport to talk to us next week. Those guys know what's going on. And speaking of the airport, I always like to kind of zip in on the flight board for you this afternoon, especially if you have to pick up somebody out at PNS International. The board's a little questionable today. Most flights on time, but let me just give you a few flights if you have to pick somebody up. I'll start with the United Flight 4882 coming up out of Houston, 602 touchdown, now about 6:30 tonight. Coming up out of Denver, it's a Frontier flight, 3930, 622 touchdown, more like closer to 7 o'clock on that flight. The Dallas-Fort Worth American flight, 2102, a touchdown at 6:30, delayed now until about 7:20. Orlando, Silver 60, 7:10 touchdown. That's been delayed to almost 8 o'clock tonight. One other flight in question. It's a Southwest flight, 2567 coming up out of Houston Hobby, 9:35 touchdown. That will be touching down closer to 10 o'clock. And I do this, Austin, just to help you out a little bit if you have to go pick somebody up. Don't want to have to overpay for the parking and just putting some value on your time sitting there waiting for somebody.
Right.
So the board's looking pretty good today. You few flights of question, but if you notice, they weren't these big hour-long delays or things like that. Half hour, but so it's looking pretty good out at PNS today.
Excellent. All righty, 4:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, speaking of better ways to spend your time, we do have Disney Plus bringing back some episodes, or bringing some new episodes, rather, of an iconic sitcom. Details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Deck your halls with windows and doors from New South. We keep your home comfy and cozy and can save you hundreds a year on energy bills. Plus, every product we make and install is guaranteed for life. It's another reason to be jolly all year long. Now, through December 31st, you have one more reason to celebrate. Buy two New South windows and doors and get one free. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to get a quote.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Come Santa Claus here, come Santa Claus right down Santa Claus Lane. Vixen and Blixen and all his reindeers pulling on the rain.
News Radio 92.3. Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan, Austin Price, and Mr. Gene Autry. I interned with Gene Autry in Southern California when I was out there. And he has his horse stuffed in his office. Well, at least he did. And this big horse was when you walked in there, the singing cowboy himself, Gene Autry. Of course, he was the owner of the station I worked at KMPC Radio in Los Angeles. And it was pretty interesting when you played that Gene Autry. You went, oh, there he is, the singing cowboy today.
Yep, I'm looking at his album photo right now, and he's wearing a cowboy getup. Kind of looks like Hank Williams Sr.
Absolutely right. He was a legend. Okay, I mentioned to you just a few moments ago, Triskaidekaphobia. Yep. The final Friday, the 13th of 2024, is on us today, and Jeff Manasso is all over the story.
Superstitions surrounding this day, Friday the 13th, date back centuries in Western culture, with the thought that the number 13 is a sign that something bad might happen, with some common practices to avoid being unlucky, including steering clear of cracks on the sidewalk and wearing clothes inside out. But that is, some zodiac signs look to Friday the 13th as a personal day of strength and empowerment. Elon Musk's SpaceX appears not to be worried about superstitions today as it plans to launch a Falcon 9 rocket this evening from Cape Canaveral. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Alrighty, 4:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you this hour. Do have some backups developing on the Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Be on the lookout for that. Also, we've had some on Highway 90 traveling westbound, passing Dogwood Drive and approaching Glover Lane. Last major spot at this time is 9 Mile Road if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. As for the weather, 59 degrees right now, low of 51 tonight. Enjoy those cooler temperatures while you have them because the weekend is going to be a little bit warmer. Saturday during that parade, it's going to be a high of 68, low of 58. So the downtown Pensacola parade should be beautiful weather, especially once we creep into the evening. Sunday will be even warmer than that. It'll be a high of 70 and a low of 58 as well.
I know during the month of October, we were telling you about the peanut butter challenge there we're doing over at the Escambia County Extension Office, the University of Florida IFAS office. Beth Bowles over there collecting the peanut butter. Well, you want to know how successful they were? Well, ranked fourth in the state in collections, second in the district. They collected over 1,500 jars. That translates into 2,700 pounds of peanut butter. The donations collected will support local food pantries throughout the state. I remember going over to the office. They have this big conference room type thing.
Yeah.
And that thing used to be just packed with peanut butter. Just absolutely. They do a great job over there. She basically handles the master gardeners program for the extension office. So good stuff happening over at Escambia County. Get this one. Are you into comic books?
No, not really.
Okay. A heroic monster is going to return to the pages of Marvel Comics. And this time, this monster is not going to eat Tokyo.
Godzilla has faced off with many monsters in recent years, but now the fictional giant will take on the classic fictional superheroes from the Marvel Universe in a series of one-shots that will include the Fantastic Four, Hulk, Spider-Man, X-Men, and Thor. This marks Marvel's first Godzilla crossover event in nearly 50 years after the character starred in the series Godzilla, King of the Monsters, which ran from 1977 to 1979 and was set in the mainline Marvel Comics universe. The six comics will take place over different time periods, with the first arriving in March. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
I wanted to drop that in there with you just because I'm getting excited about Pensacon. Pensacon's coming up, of course, February 14th through 16th down at the Bay Center. And that kind of falls into the genre of the Pensacon I guess, environment, if you will. Right. Anyway, I'm ready for Pensacon.
Yeah, and something else people love and may be ready for is what I mentioned before the break. Malcolm in the Middle is the sitcom that's returning with new episodes next year. A limited 4-episode run will hit Disney Plus in 2025, celebrating the beloved sitcom's 25th anniversary. Original cast members Frankie Muniz, Bryan Cranston, and Jane Kasmarek, however you pronounce it, I don't know. They're all set to reprise their roles. Show creator Linwood Boomer is also on the board as a writer. Malcolm in the Middle debuted in January of 2000 and ran for 151 episodes.
I remember that show. I like that show.
Yeah, so no, it was a good
one. How old would he would he be now, Munoz? How old would he be?
Oh, geez, I don't know.
40?
If he was a teenager in the early 2000s, and that was 20 years ago, he'd be probably around 40 something.
Okay, we'll check that out. Don't forget Porch Creek Indians Parade getting underway in about 30 minutes from right now. Hey, it's colorful. It's great. Get up there and check it out. Parade begins at the Porch Creek Indians Gym this evening. Yep, they roll 5:30 tonight.
Dependable traffic on the fives, weekdays on News Radio 92.3 WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.